KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, light rain, windy conditions here in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy and windy with showers through midday today, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Temperatures are expected to fall slowly this morning, then rise back up to around 44 degrees for a daytime high near this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In Western Iowa news, the drivers of two vehicles were injured during separate crashes Wednesday evening in Pottawatomie County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, at around 6:15 p.m., a 1986 Chevy Camaro driven by 52-year-old Curtis Lee Fletcher of Council Bluffs was traveling east on Interstate 680. As the vehicle was about to enter I-29, it went off onto the shoulder and into the gravel. When Fletcher overcorrected, the car came back onto the road and went out of control. It skidded sideways into the west ditch before rolling onto its top. Fletcher, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was partially ejected from the car but remained trapped and had to be freed by mechanical means. He was transported by Crescent Rescue to Creighton Hospital in Omaha for treatment of a broken neck and ribs. Patrol said although alcohol was found in the car, Fletcher refused a chemical test for OWI. The second accident happened around 7 p.m. Wednesday on I-29 near Council Bluffs. The State Patrol said 64-year-old Patricia Chillingworth of Fremont, Nebraska, was traveling southbound when the 2003 Chevy Tracker she was driving hit a large unidentified object on the road. Chillingworth was injured during the incident and transported by Council Bluffs Rescue to Mercy Hospital. A passenger in her car was not injured and refused any medical treatment. I'll have more news in just a moment. News time is 7:08. Once upon a time, there were three bears.
Papa Bear,
Mama Bear,
and Baby Bear.
Pa, wake up.
What is it, Ma? You're supposed to be sleeping.
I was, but I was just thinking.
You woke me up because you were thinking?
Well, just listen to me. With our new addition, we're going to need some updating done to our cave, including the plumbing.
Then, one day, this boy came to the door.
So, you need to have some plumbing done.
Oh, you again?
Again? May I suggest you call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. They also specialize in new and remodeled plumbing, as well as sewer and line repair. Plus, they always offer prompt, courteous service at competitive prices.
You know, Pa, they did do good work on our heating system.
For all your plumbing needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, 243-2260.
Can we go back to sleep now? It's way too soon to be awake.
A new addition? Cool beans. I'm going to be a big sister.
Fire officials in Council Bluffs say one person was listed in critical condition following a house fire Wednesday morning. Fire Chief Alan Byers said 77-year-old James L. Rayburn of Council Bluffs accidentally started the fire at 3126 Avenue E when he carelessly discarded smoking materials. Crews were dispatched to the home at around 10:17 a.m. Byers said the first fire department units on the scene reported heavy smoke coming from the single-story structure. Rayburn, who had attempted to extinguish the flames before becoming overcome by the smoke, was found just inside an exterior door to the home. He was transported to Allegiant Creighton Health Medical Center by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue and later transferred to the burn unit at St. Elizabeth Regional Medical Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. Assistant Fire Chief Larry Waller said Rayburn suffered burns on his face, scalp, and left arm. Chief Byers said the neighbors who saw smoke coming from the home called 911 and used a garden hose on the flames from outside the structure. Council Bluffs Police Officer Dean Sharp was the first responder on the scene. Sharp and the man who tried to fight the fire tried to enter the home by breaking out some door glass, but Rayburn's body blocked their entry. By that time, firefighters had arrived on the scene. Chief Byers said the incident should serve as a reminder to people not to try to put out a fire on their own. He said, we ask that everyone be reminded of the need to evacuate when you have a fire and call 911 from a safe place. Byers said also that there were no working smoke detectors in the home. Council Bluffs residents who wish to have a smoke detector checked or have detectors installed can call the fire department at 712-328-4672. Byers said the detectors will be installed free of charge. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said Wednesday that a couple from Omaha, Nebraska was arrested this week in connection with a December 14, 2010 arson fire in Atlantic. 29-year-old Elizabeth Cotter and 27-year-old William Cotter were both charged with arson in the first degree, a Class B felony. William Cotter was also charged with six counts of attempt to commit murder, which is also a Class B felony. At around 8:50 p.m. on December 14th of 2010, firefighters were called to a fire at a single-family home at 601 East 6th Street in Atlantic. Upon arrival, they observed a fire that had ignited on the porch and quickly spread into the home's main entrance. The homeowners, Myron and Jolynn Gill, along with one of their adult children and three juveniles, were in the home at the time, but all escaped without injury. An investigation conducted by the Atlantic Police Department, Atlantic Fire Department, and the State Fire Marshal's Office indicated the blaze was caused by gasoline being poured across the front door and porch before being ignited. Complaints and affidavits filed in coordination with the arrest of William and Elizabeth Cotter said prior to the fire that William Cotter had made several harassing phone calls, threatened physical harm and death to the Gill family. In addition, cell phone records show the Cotters had traveled to Iowa from Omaha the night of the fire and that Elizabeth Cotter had been seen purchasing gasoline at an Atlantic area gas station on December 14th. William Cotter was arrested and charged in May of 2012 for making terroristic threats. In August of this year, he pled guilty to a lesser charge. News time is 7:12.
Hello?
Hi, Helen.
Wait, what's going on over there?
Well, I was trying to get a jump start and do a checkup on my furnace.
What do you know about furnaces? Don't you know you're supposed to leave that to the professionals like those at Masker Plumbing and Heating?
Well, Marge, it's only in a few pieces. Do you think they can come put it back together for me?
Oh, Helen, what were you thinking? Here, let me get you the number for Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic so you can call someone who knows what they're doing. It's 712-243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your furnace inspection today. Be sure to check with your tax advisor for any available tax credits for installing new high-efficiency equipment. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, see Masker Plumbing and Heating or give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
In the funeral announcements, Elmer Andy Anderson, age 80 of Stewart, died Sunday. Funeral services for Andy Anderson will be today at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Thomas Lee Orweiler, age 38 of Des Moines, died Saturday. Memorial services for Thomas Orweiler will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Marie Rigler, age 98 of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Marie Rigler will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center, with a luncheon to follow in the church fellowship hall. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Marjorie Johnson, age 86 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Marjorie Johnson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ruby Claver, age 91 of Carroll and formerly of Vanilla, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Ruby Claver will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Robert Bob Pauls, age 82, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Services for Bob Pauls will be held at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. The date and time are pending. Roland Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And Maxine England, age 95 of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. Services for Maxine England are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.